Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Do that again. I didn't understand it that time. Take it easy.
Abu Ghraib.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Abu Ghraib. Abu Ghraib.
Yes, yes, Mr. Hitler. Hitler started out in 1932. Hitler started out in 1932. When he started out, he took the home from the Jews. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. When Hitler started out, he took the Jews from their home. Hitler started out, took the Jews from their home. That's one thing, Miss Hitler, you know you done wrong. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. You ain't no iron. You ain't no solid rock. You ain't no iron. You ain't no solid rock. No, you ain't. What we making people say, Miss Hitler, you is got to stop. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. Mr. Hitler, we're gonna tear your playhouse down. Miss Hitler, we're gonna tear your playhouse down. You've been flying mighty high, but you on your last go round. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. Is it love? You know you ain't so keen. Is it love? You ain't so keen. But we making people say you the biggest liar they ever seen. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday.
The hill and the the promise of an Aryan world would never materialize. So why did they all come out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died?
National defense.
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you really think? All kidding aside, in this country, with the permissiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, anything goes.
You bet we are, but...
Do you think things like this would ever
have
been
permitted? Give me that famous smile again.
When we were kids, you're about my age, maybe
I'm
a little
25.
Younger. Well, I'm 55. Do you think when I was a kid that they would permit songs like that to be sold? I mean, permissiveness is the game. You're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
In what way?
One example of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code happens to be very, very right-wing...
I'm gonna tell you, fascists, you may be surprised that people in this world are getting... You're bound to lose. You're fascist. You're bound to lose. Race hatred cannot stop us. This one thing I know. Vortex engine, crow and greed have got to go. You're bound to lose. You're fascist. You're bound to lose. Oh, you're fascist. You're bound to lose. 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 Are you fascist about to lose? Are you fascist about to lose? You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist. You're fascist. You're bound to lose. People of every color marching side by side. Marching across this field with million fascists. Die, you're bound to lose. You're fascist. You're bound to lose. I'm going into this battle, take my union gun. Gonna end this world of slavery, for this war is one you're bound to lose. You're fascist, you're bound to lose. Are you fascist about to lose? You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. Are you fascist about to lose? You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. Are you fascist about to lose? You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist about to lose. You're fascist. Are you fascist? You're about to lose.
Bye. Rosa Rico reporting for KPFA 94.1 Free Speech Radio. We're here in the Stop the War March here with
Win Skills.
And what are you doing here today?
Well, I've been to almost every march that we've had before the war started and in the last 3 years. And I mean, you just can't give up hope that in some way that the more and more people realize how ridiculous and, I mean, I can't even find enough words to describe what we embarked on in Iraq and how many lives we've been told and how much money's been spent and the damage that's been done. The more people get out and say it's not okay, even if we all know each other exists, we give ourselves hope to keep struggling and to keep trying to change some of the policies. And this particular rally is really fun, but it's doesn't seem like nearly as many people as some of the other ones, and I'm kind of a little sad that maybe people are giving up hope on trying to change the situation. I was a high school teacher for a long, long time, so I'm really not just thinking of me and my life, but the kind of legacy that we're leaving for your generation and all the people that it's impacted.
Anything else?
I mean, I just wish that more people would get out. It's first of all, people realize that it's actually, it sounds twisted and weird to say this, but that it's actually fun to get out and march. The people that you meet and encounter, but more than anything, to show that even if our own government or our own policies aren't changed, the rest of the world and not everyone American agrees with this, that some of us don't agree, and that we do exist, and we all can remind each other that we exist.
Thank you. Why are you here today? We're here with a contingent of people of color organizations that are all in opposition to the war because we know that the United States is taking our tax money and fighting this racist imperialist war across the world in our name. And nobody's going to stop it but us. We got to be the ones out in the street putting an end to the war that's going on in our name. Anything else you would like to say? Next week there's a hunger strike going on because the United States is not only targeting Iraq and Afghanistan and the Philippines and other countries abroad, but they're targeting people who are immigrants who have immigrated to the United States that are living here. And so the United States is trying to pass these anti-immigration laws that are scapegoating immigrants for the problems that we see in our neighborhoods. They're trying to blame people who don't have papers for all the problems that are going on. They're trying to divide and conquer us because they're really scared right now that there's so many people out there in the streets that are in opposition to the war and are realizing that the government is corrupt. So what we need to do is we need to not fall for that. And we need to unify and not just go along with whatever they say is the problem, which is like immigration right now, but could be anything later. And people need to be united in a united front against immigrant scapegoating and against any war that the United States wages on people of color or poor people that ain't doing nothing to us. And thank you once again. This is Nancy Hernandez from the Homie Program in Frisco.
It should come as no surprise that the dollar is everything. The US dollar is the world's major currency. It accounts for approximately two-thirds of all the world's exchange reserves. Half the world's exports are done in dollars. All International Monetary Fund loans are made in dollars. And if you want to buy oil on the international market, the currency is the US dollar. But what would happen if some other currency threatened that position? With 12 countries already using it, and a further 15 waiting in the wings to convert to it, the euro is the fastest growing currency in the world. If the euro was to become the new international currency, the US might not take it lying down. I went to find Washington-based William Clark, an author and information analyst who believes that the conspiracy behind the Iraqi war is all about protecting the dollar.
In the early 40s, the State Department did tell the President of the United States that it looks like the Middle East has more oil than the United States, and so we need, they call it the greatest strategic prize, I think, in world history.
Before this time, nearly all oil was produced by the U.S. and sold for dollars. But by the 1970s, oil had been discovered around the world, and a cartel of 11 oil producers, OPEC, conceived a plan to sell their own oil in their own currencies. But the U.S. had other ideas.
The United States intervened secretly in 1973 when OPEC was evaluating this proposal to say, please don't do that. And they were talking to Saudi Arabia, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and say, why don't you sell these in dollars only? And they were working closely with the British on this. And we will, it's sort of a quid pro quo, we will protect you, we will sell you military arms, we'll keep you in power. as long as you keep selling oil and dollars. Even the CIA didn't know about it at first. Neither did Congress. But after the fact, it was a fait accompli. It was done. So ever since then, for the last 31 years, the dollars that OPEC gets flows back to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
That's where the problem lies. Since the agreement with OPEC, the Arab states have been controlling their own oil fields, but have still continued to sell their oil for US dollars. And where do the oil producers bank their dollars? America. It's called the petrodollar cycle.
After the petrodollar recycling system was implemented, 70% of Saudi Arabia's entire wealth was in one account in the Federal Reserve of New York. And that implemented a system where we kept the Saudis in power, they got rich, and we had been a world of hurt.
Teetering on the knife edge of financial meltdown, the US has always needed to keep a firm hand on the trading of its oil dollars. But in November 2000, the most serious attack on the sacred dollar was about to take place. If left unchecked, it could have been an economic Pearl Harbor. After years of struggling under crippling sanctions, Saddam Hussein decided to use the one WMD that no one had ever looked for or even thought about, the euro.
There was a guy once named Saddam Hussein who said, you know, I'm kind of mad the United States bombing me and Britain too, so I'm going to sell oil in the euros. Came out and said that in the fall of 2000. It's a big secret here in the United States.
With the mighty dollar's position as the world number one suddenly under threat, did a ripple of fear go through the Bush administration?
From 2001 to the very beginning of the war, Iraq exported about 3.3 billion barrels of oil. We bought 2.5 of those billion. We bought 2/3 of the oil, but we had to pay in euros. We couldn't have the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve cannot print euros. So we have to sell GMs to Europe to get the euros, or whatever we sell to Europe, goods and services, in order to get the euros to buy the oil from Iraq. So the petrodollar recycling system began to break down.
So according to this theory, Saddam Hussein signed his own death warrant. President Bush had no choice if he wanted to save his country. He quickly placed Iraq on his list of axis of evil nations. And with invasion plans already in place, the inevitable soon happened.
I think the decision by Saddam Hussein to go for a petro-euro was the last straw. They had to move because the economy was threatened. And this is what you need to look at the whole aspect of Middle Eastern oil. The economies of Europe, the economies of the United States, and the economy of Britain were threatened by Saddam Hussein's decisions.
With the Iraqi oil industry firmly under US control, there was just one final task left to do to complete the conspiracy and save the dollar.
The other big secret is the first thing the Bush administration did when they took over Iraq in May of 2003 was immediately reconvert Iraq's oil transactions from the euro back to the dollar, even though from an economic perspective it was in Iraq's favor because the euro was worth about 17% more than the dollar. So he basically wiped out 17% of their entire profits by going back to the dollar.
While all this was happening, the American public was given very little information about how important oil and the petrodollars were to the US. So was there also a media conspiracy?
Absolutely. Was there a media conspiracy? Absolutely. But you have to understand how the media works in Washington. If you go against this administration, they pull your credentials tomorrow. There are some of the leading reporters have been told, you're asking the president too many hard questions. And they've been said, if you don't stop asking these hard questions, you will have your credentials pulled. If you get your credentials pulled, you don't go to press conference in the White House.
The reporters know the rules. Even those who are sympathetic and who understand the truth and the reality also recognize that should they try to project the voice or allow the voice of those who have the position, not of the loyal opposition to the empire, but those who really are exposing the empire, that they will be silenced themselves.
Re-elected for a second term of office, George W. Bush seems intent on staying in Iraq and keeping control of the country's oil. The petrodollar appears to be safe, But one other country has dared challenge the US control of the black gold. After years of denouncing America as the spawn of Satan, Iran has announced that in 2006 it will set up its own oil trading exchange that could threaten the exchanges of London and New York. Worst news for Bush and his all-conquering dollar is that Iran intends to invite all of the world's oil producers to trade their oil in euros. The same scenario that happened in Iraq is beginning to repeat itself.
I'm afraid it's deja vu. This is what we've done with Iraq. Guess what? They are up for a big surprise. Iran is unlike Iraq. Population-wise, Iran is more than double Iraq. As far as the terrain and the territory, it's a harsher country. You know, it's mountainous, resistance could be incredible.
They were hoping that the invasion of Iraq would send a message to other countries that are contemplating going off the dollar standard. You know, that obviously hasn't worked out the way they intended it to. So it remains to be seen how far they're prepared to go in order to protect dollar hegemony.
And the unthinkable is already starting to happen. Saudi Arabia, which has the world's largest oil reserves, is showing an interest in switching its oil trades into euros. If Saudi Arabia makes the switch to euros, all other oil-producing countries will follow suit. Is the US going to let this happen? Is America going to stand by and let countries switch to euros so America then loses its place as the world's superpower and loses all the money it gets in petrodollars? And if not, how far is the US going to go to stay number one?
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
A little atomic bomb. Oh, just give me a little atomic bomb. Not too much, just a little. Enough to kill a horse in the street. But there aren't any horses in the street. Well, enough to knock the flowers from a bowl. But I don't see any flowers in a bowl. Enough then to frighten my love. But I don't have any love. Well, give me an atomic bomb then to scrub in my bathtub like a dirty and lovable child. I've got a bathtub. Just a little bomb, General, with pug nose, pink ears, smelling like underclothes in July. Do you think I'm crazy? I think you're crazy, too. So, the way you think, send me one before somebody else does.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
One more time, everybody. Attention, quick march, slow march, left on, right on, button, double on, salute, put your hand, Socrates, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Attention, quick march, slow march, left on, right on, button, double on, salute, put your hand, Socrates, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Hop.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.